All right, so this is take number two. I just did 5-minute recording of the first recording of this, and I was just like, what am I going on about? But hey, welcome back. This is episode two of the solo episodes that I'm doing, and I still find it very awkward to sit in a room and talk in front of a camera. But I also enjoy it because this is a platform for me to just sit and get what's on my mind out. And today's a very special episode because it's my birthday. 27 years today. And I sit here and I reflect on 27 years and it's like, wow. How time flies when you're having fun, right? Especially these last 5 years, from this shy, quiet, introverted kid to starting a podcast, to now growing the podcast, having the studio, being a father, having my family, like everything like that, building the business, the Better Media business. It's like, oh my God, where has this time gone? But it's been beautiful. Like, I've been embracing and enjoying the journey, the ups and the downs of it, because it's all a part of it. But being my birthday today has allowed me to actually sit and reflect and made me realize, like, yeah, time has gone fast, but have I been present? Have I been really enjoying the process, the journey, or have I just been doing? And I think there's a big part of, yeah, you got to do, you got to take action. Just like in anything, if you want to achieve something, you got to take action. But I've also neglected the part of actually reflecting to see or realizing how far I've actually come from where I started to where I am now. And today is one of those days where I have actually reflected. And it makes me so, so happy knowing that I took that leap of faith. And I don't know what it was. I rode this level of confidence that came about me 5 years ago to start this podcast. And I've just kept riding it. I've kept growing. I've kept evolving. I've kept putting in a lot of hours, a lot of hard work. And to be in the position that I'm in now, like, I'm forever grateful for that. I'm grateful for each and every person that's taken time out of their life to listen, to watch the podcast, to support what I'm building. And I'm only 5 years in. I was thinking about this today. I was like, I'm only 5 years in. Like, Nick, imagine where you're going to be at year 10 or year 15 or year 20, because especially this podcast game, I'm in this for the long run. Why not? I get to sit here and have awesome conversations and connect on such a deep level and learn so much from every individual that sits in the chair across from me. And I've said this countless of times, but podcasting for me has been the number one personal development journey that I've been on. And I've paid some big money for personal development events. And yes, I've gotten plenty out of it. I've learned a lot about myself and about life. But the most growth that I've had has simply been doing this podcast. That's fucking cool. That is actually so cool to know that I've built this, I've created this, especially coming from where I've come from, in believing that, hey, I'm shy, I'm quiet, I'm introverted, I can't go and speak to people. That was my self story. Yet I could have easily continued to go down that path and play victim and be like, hey, why would I start a podcast? Why would I start a business? Why would I do any of this? You know, that means I have to go talk to people. I have to go out of my comfort zone. I didn't let a label become my identity. And that's for everyone out there, you've got to draw the line in the sand. You may be experiencing anxiety. You may be going through a really tough time right now, and you know, those depressive feelings are really getting you. And you're like, is there light at the end of the tunnel? Am I ever going to get out of this? How am I going to survive? You know, life sucks. But at the end of the day, it's all a choice, right? You choose to feel those feelings. And I'm not saying that in a way to not validate your feelings. Your feelings are very much validated, because I go through all the same shit. I go through all the dark times. But what I mean by it is, there's a difference between feeling the feelings and staying in it and playing victim, or feeling the feelings, embracing it for what it is, and taking action on those feelings to create the life that you want to create and become the best version of yourself. Because if I was to let anxiety take over my life and continue to give that control, because I've mentioned, I would make myself so physically sick that I wouldn't have to leave my comfort zone, because I was sick. I can't go speak to these people. I can't go have this job interview or train in this new footy team because, you know, I'm not feeling too well. I physically made myself fucking sick, so I didn't have to do that. I let my bitch voice win. And I drew the line in the sand. I said, you know what? I'm not going to let this happen anymore. I took action, and this is where I am 5 years later. From turning up each and every day, building a relationship with your bitch voice, building a relationship, you know, with yourself to be able to embrace the highs and lows and the adversity that hits you. It's all a choice. You can either sit there, play victim, or you can go out there and create something with your life. I know it's quite daunting when you want to pursue something new and you feel like it has to be perfect, you know, or you want overnight success. That shit doesn't happen. It really doesn't. Nothing's perfect. You're not going to be an overnight success. Sorry to break it to you. Even with the content that I'm posting now, like, I've made a commitment to myself to post content of myself 1 to 2 times a day, every day for the next 30 days. Because what does that allow me to do? Put in the repetitions to improve my communication and my articulation, to gain the evidence of, hey, I can do this, which then in return I gain confidence from to continue doing that thing, which is going to transfer into the conversations that I have on the podcast and with you guys. So it all starts from taking imperfect action. Because I look back now, and I've been doing this about a week now, and I look back at some of the first videos that I put out, and I'm like, oh, they're shit. And it's not from a place of being so hard on myself and putting myself down for those videos being shit. It's the fact of, over 7 days, I've already improved that much that the videos that I'm putting out now compared to what I was 7 days ago are a lot better. People underestimate the amount of growth that you can achieve in such a short amount of time, especially in things like this where it just comes down to repetitions. Every day, pull your phone out, record something, improve your communication skills, go speak to someone new. I actually seen this funny thing, actually. Harry Garside, now he's a Australian boxer. He's been putting out these videos every day. It's like, it's the month of rejection or something. And what he does, he just goes and asks random questions or random things to people. For example, one being, he's ordering sushi, And he goes, oh, do you mind if I go out the back and make my own sushi? And they're obviously going to say no. So it's like he's continually getting rejected, but he's building the confidence to be able to ask the questions and to go out there and have those conversations, which I thought was pretty damn cool. But simple things like that, you can incorporate those kind of things into your life, whether that be like me, recording videos and putting them out there, like Harry Garside, going out into public and, you know, just asking random stuff, knowing that you are 9 times out of 10 going to get rejected. Just to think what you want to do and take action on it. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated. It really doesn't. You know, it could be a big thing, especially for people that are self-conscious with their body, is, for example, going for a run, right? A lot of people won't go for a run during the day because they have this fear of judgment that people driving past are going to be like, oh, look at that fat person running. The reality is no one gives a shit. Or if you go to the gym and you think everyone's going to look at you and be like, oh, look at that fat guy. Look at that super skinny guy. No one cares. Everyone is so focused on their life. They may look at you for 2 seconds, but then boom, it's gone. Yet we let that perception that everyone's looking at us, that fear of judgment that everyone's going to judge us, hold us back from actually going out there and going for the run, going for the gym, recording that video, talking to random people. Take action on it. If you're someone that is scared to go run outside during the day or go to the gym, do it. Even if it's for 5-10 minutes and then go, okay, cool, I'm out of here. But at least you stepped in the door, at least you did it. And then the next day or next week, you can come back and be like, oh, I'm going to do a longer session now. Or I'm going to record 5 videos this week. Or I'm going to have 5 conversations with random people. You just have to start somewhere and you just have to take imperfect action. It's all a choice. As I said, victim, or you can make something of your life. And when you're on your deathbed, you can look back at your life and be like, hey, this is the story of my life. It was pretty amazing, right? I didn't play the safe route. I didn't go to school, get the job, be in a shit ton of debt, get the house, the family, retire, do a little bit of traveling, and then I'm gone. Like, yeah, if you want to do that, great. If you're happy with doing that, awesome. But for someone like myself, if I was to go down that path and not do the things or be the person that I feel like I can be, I would have so much regret on the life that I have just survived through instead of living. So I think that's a bit of a wrap up on today's podcast. The main thing about being imperfect, taking action, not playing victim. It's all a choice. You know, you can continue to let these labels become your identity, or you can go out there and do something with your life. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you got something out of it, please remember to like, share, subscribe, share it to someone that you feel is going to get value out of it as well. If you have any feedback or any questions or any topics that you want me to touch into, feel free to send them through on Instagram or drop a comment on the YouTube. But yeah, other than that, I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my birthday. And we'll see you guys next week. Let's go.